The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Thanks for joining us for day 14 of Love Now. Today's title is Love is the Greatest. John Phillips writes, "Faith looks back to Calvary. Hope looks on to the coming. Love is for now. Love is forever. Love is what God is. Love is the greatest thing of all." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. "So now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love." 1 Corinthians 13 ends by defining love as the greatest attribute. There are at least three reasons why I believe that love is the greatest virtue. First, in the context of 1 Corinthians 12 through 13, love is what gives meaning and Christlikeness to all other spiritual gifts. After Paul explains spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, he begins 1 Corinthians 13 by stating that without love, those gifts are meaningless. If we have the gift of prophecy, but don't prophesy with love in our hearts, Paul declares, "I am nothing." Therefore, love proves that our spiritual gifts are from God and that we are not using them in vain. Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne add additional insight for the context of 1 Corinthians 13:13. In other places in Scripture, faith, hope, and love are presented together. See Romans 5:1-5, Galatians 5:5-6, Ephesians 4:2-5, Colossians 1:4-5, 1 Thessalonians 1:3, and 5:8, Hebrews 6:10-12, and 10:22-24, as well as 1 Peter 1:3-8. Most likely, Paul was showing that love is a spiritual reality of a different kind, like hope and faith, and not to be considered as one of the spiritual gifts. In eternity, the gifts will drop away in significance, but faith, hope, and love will remain. Second, love is the greatest because God is love. Love is the highest virtue because the essence of Jesus' character is love. Jesus exemplifies, demonstrates, and personifies love. Love is not just an attribute that God exhibits. Love originates with God. When Christians love well, they reflect God to those around them. Lost sinners don't naturally love well. In our carnal nature, our natural bent is toward loving ourselves. True agape love only comes through our salvation as God transforms us into His likeness. That is why Paul elevates love to the greatest virtue, because it signifies that we belong to Jesus. Third, love is the greatest because it lasts forever. Barton and Osborne explain love's eternal nature as follows. Paul already had established that love would abide forever. Love is the greatest because it is one quality of the Christian that will be fully active, both in the present and for eternity. Believers' faith in God will be realized when they see God face to face, for where there is sight, faith is no longer needed. Similarly, the believer's hope will be fully realized. Love will endure forever as those in the new heaven and new earth continue to love God and His people. When we get to heaven, there will be no need for faith and hope, but love will abide forever. One day, believers will step into eternity and forever be in the company of God. Since God is love, being in his presence puts us eternally in the company of his love. We will experience God's love forever, as we will also extend his love towards one another. Here are some questions to consider today. When defining love, how important is it to begin with love as the greatest virtue? How does 1 Corinthians 13:13 motivate you to continually receive love from God and extend his love to others? What other reasons exist for love being the greatest? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.